Locked On Flyers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Flyers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Flyers podcast for Monday, June 21st. Your daily dose of Flyers news, analysis, and high-quality content that is ready to get into some goaltending. That's going to be one of the focus on today's episode, so I'm excited to jump into that because there's some interesting possibilities for the Flyers.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since we've had a new goaltender.
To stay up to date on the Flyers goaltending search and just all Flyers news, Phantoms news, and of course our episodes, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Locked On Flyers. Or if you're not on Twitter, you can also stay up to date and email us at lockedonflyers@gmail.com. We are your hosts. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Rachel.
And if you need more hockey news, make sure you subscribe to Locked On NHL. It's our daily podcast on everything happening in the league. Subscribe and listen each day for a quick look at the biggest stories and game recaps every day. Subscribe to Locked On NHL today, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so in today's episode, we are going to do a quick little playoff check-in, and then the NHLPA player poll was released, and they had two interesting questions that I would love to get your opinion on, Rachel. And then we are going to talk about goaltending and some possible pickups for the Flyers, and wrap up with our nemesis of the week and our Flyers fun thing. Locked On Flyers is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you are currently listening. So make sure you subscribe to get all of our episodes here on the Locked On Sports Network. So let's jump into the playoffs. This past weekend, we saw a series tied in the Islanders and Bolt series. The Islanders won the last game 3-2, and both teams had 30 shots on goal. Their last game, I watched bits and pieces of it. I don't know if maybe I just continue to not give the Islanders enough credit, which probably is the case because I feel like I never will give them credit. But I just expected the Bolts to go up there, and the Islanders are really making this a series. And I'm starting to believe people when they say that the Stanley Cup final could be Montreal and the Islanders, because the Islanders are just not going away.
They are not. And you're right about how irritating it is, because they just drag down whoever they're up against. And with the Bolts, you're right. You expect them to just completely dominate. And somehow this defensive system that Barry Trotz has put together is able to keep the top Bolts players from getting the best opportunities. And man, I mean, The most recent game, like, the Bolts got back into it, and I sort of felt like they got hosed at the end with that penalty call. Yeah. Once again, the officiating making a questionable decision affecting the outcome, because honestly, the momentum had shifted at that point. The Bolts got back into it, scoring two goals, and it felt like they could at least have a really solid chance at tying it up. There was over a minute left in the game. They could have pulled the goalie and had a, you know, be up a couple of guys. And it was just, like, it was so upsetting to yeah. see that call. And I don't even like the Bolts, and I was upset on their behalf.
You can't help but root for him in that situation because, yeah. like, yeah, it was pretty upsetting.
And then Pulak made that save mm-hmm. when Varlamov was completely out of position, and you're like, oh, the Bolts can't even capitalize on that mistake.
And it seems like they would be the team that would capitalize on yes. a mistake like that. Like, you just yes. you know for sure. Well, they seem to always do it against the Flyers, so it's like, why can't they do it against the Islanders? This is a tough one. I mean, every time I watch the Islanders in the playoffs, I unfortunately just have to hold Barry Trotz higher and higher on my list of coaches that are really good coaches in the NHL. It's just so crazy. And I think recently they released the Jack Adams voting, and he was tied 14th for and got like no first place votes, which is so crazy to me. I mean, like we said, no one really wants to give the Islanders credit, but you kind of have to give it to Barry Trotz because he's the main reason why they are where they are, and they're giving the Bolts such a hard time.
Yeah, and this team just seems to, for the most part, you know, be able to execute on mm-hmm. the game plan.
And it just seems like every series that they win, they just get stronger and stronger. I mean, Matt Barzal in the beginning of the playoffs had like no goals, and now they like got him going, and just the team just seems to be unstoppable at this point. So we'll have to see. I mean, the series is tied, so I don't want to like write it in stone that the Islanders are going to win, but man, they definitely keep surprising me. Another team that is surprising, the Habs, they currently lead the series 2-1 against the Knights. We don't know the outcome of game 4, which was played later on tonight. So unfortunately, we don't know if the series is tied or not, but I kind of feel like the series might be tied because listen, the last game, the Habs won 3-2 in overtime. It was a crazy game. But the Knights had 45 shots on goals to the Habs 27. I don't know how the Knights didn't just score in regulation because once it got to overtime, it was like all Habs at this point.
Yeah, I was honestly shocked at how dominant the Habs were in that overtime.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously the story of that game in particular was Marc-Andre Fleury and that mistake, which, you know, people are saying it's going to haunt him for the rest of his life. And I would not be shocked if it did, which, God, I feel bad. But getting out of net like that and having the puck just accidentally bounce up against his skate with Anderson right there to tap it in, and then of course Anderson gets the OT goal too, which is like insult to injury right there
after not having any goals in like how many games. That's just icing on the cake. And man, like mess ups like this, I mean, I've seen a lot of people talk about goalies that are like known to be good at playing the puck. Like, is any goalie truly good at playing the puck? Should they be out of the net in those situations? And with what happened to Marc-Andre Fleury, you can't help but think like maybe they should just cool off on trying to play the puck. I get why goalies do it. It obviously helps the defense, but man, when it turns on you like that, it just can leave such a bad taste in your mouth.
You just can't help but feel for him.
You can't, which is weird, but I mean, he's on the Knights now, right? So you can sympathize with him. I still feel like the Knights will tie the series up, but again, don't want to discredit Montreal. But moving on, like I said, the NHLPA player poll came out, and you know, I didn't really think too much of it because they always tend to have the same questions every year, but they had two newer ones that I wanted to get your take on, Rachel. So one of them was, would you like to see a series style schedule moving or carried forward? The players answered, 66% said yes and 33% said no. What's your take on this? Would you like to see more series style schedule moving forward?
There's some upside to it because it gives you more of a playoff feel. Mm-hmm. But the downside is that it gives you more of a playoff feel. in that, you know, it gets a little scrappier sometimes, and it can probably, you know, wander into AHL feeling territory, and I'm not sure if I like that per se. I don't mind like some back-to-backs. I think, you know, if you sprinkle a couple more back-to-backs in, I think that would be great. I love when you get the East versus West back-to-back, mm-hmm. like home and away, you know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind maybe sprinkle a little bit of it in, but not too much so that it doesn't start feeling like an AHL schedule.
That's fair. I think I'm looking at it in like the mindset of like when I'm like traveling again, and I would love to see it just because you can schedule like seeing your team play another team a couple of times in a row if you're going to go visit them. But I do agree that if too many could make it seem more AHL. So the next one, which I thought was interesting and pretty funny, was, would you like to see regional divisions carried forward? 68% of players said no, and 31% of players said yes. And I'm wondering if the 31% is just like all of the Northern Division teams that voted. But what's your take on this?
Yeah, I think as an outside observer, having the All-Canada division was kind of cool, but I don't like it for the long term. I think seeing it once was nice.
Yeah, I agree. And even if you just take out the Northern Division, I just want to see the Flyers play different teams. Like, I don't know. I think I'm just fine with how the Metro was before, even though it just continues to get stronger and stronger. So, yeah, I think I would want to go back to the regular divisions. So polling players is something that they do every year, the NHLPA. And recently, during March Madness, Built Bar polled a ton of people to see who was the best protein bar. And honestly, every matchup was pretty hard because Built Bars are so good and they have so many different flavors. And I'm partial because I think that all of the flavors are pretty good. I will say they have something for everyone, and whether you like caramel brownie or cookies and cream or even protein bars with nuts or without, Built Bar has you covered.
All of those are so good, but the best part is that they're healthy. Built Bar is great if you're looking to lose or maintain weight while having that delicious treat. Honestly, I keep surprising myself about how good they are when they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. If you're on the keto diet, they'll also fit right in.
So go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. All right, let's get into goaltending. Now, it's very clear that the Flyers' big need in the offseason is defense, but goaltending is also another need and another area we would definitely like to see them improve. I have five goaltenders here that are that have been, you know, the names have been thrown around for the Flyers as possible additions. And if there's anyone missing on the list, no worries. We can always reevaluate any other players that name is brought up with the Flyers. So I have Linus Ullmark, who played for the Buffalo Sabres, Freddie Anderson, who played for the Leafs, Philip Grubauer, who played with the Avalanche, Chris Drager, who played with the Ducks, and then Lawrence Brossoit, who played with the Jets. So Ullmark is 27, and this past season he played 20 games, has a save percentage of 917, a goals against average of 2.63, and then a high danger save percentage of 0.861. Freddie Anderson is 31. He played in 24 games this season. His save percentage was an 895. Goals against average was 2.95. And then high danger save percentage was 819. Philip Grubauer is 29. Played in 40 games this season and had a 923 save percentage. Had a goals against average of 1.95. And then a high danger save percentage of 839. Chris Drager is 27, played in 23 games this past season, had a save percentage of 927, had a goals against average of 2.07, and then had a high danger save percentage of 836. Lawrence Brossoit is 28. He played in 14 games this past season, had a save percentage of 919, and had a goals against average of 2.42, and a high danger save percentage of 873. So, looking at the players I have listed here, their ages, the games played, their numbers from this past season, Rachel, who is the most ideal out of this list?
You know, I think it's a tie between Grubauer and Ullmark. Mm-hmm. I don't think Grubauer is realistic for the Flyers. I don't see this happening, but on the slight off chance that it does, I would love to have him. You know, obviously he's really solid and he can handle the workload, because that's really what I'm concerned about most, is like success combined with ability to handle a larger workload, just given how they seem to want to manage Carter Hart. And that's where Grubauer and Ullmark are the most appealing to me. And that, you know, Grubauer has been pretty successful and he played 40 games this past season. Ullmark only played 20 games this past season, but he has shown that he can handle a higher workload. And if you look at the Sabres record with him versus without him, it's very clear that the Sabres do better with him in that. And that's really what you need, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that he's very comfortable in a 1A, 1B type of rotation.
Exactly.
Which, a lot of his time with the Sabres has been spent with that. I agree with you. I think Chris Drager is really interesting, and you brought him up, so that is definitely one of the reasons why I looked him up and put him on the list. I think he's really interesting, too. I agree with you that Grubauer is definitely a long shot, but like you said, if the Flyers can get him, I think he'd be fantastic, just his numbers. And again, he's playing behind a good Avs team, but I still think that he definitely has he's a quality goaltender. So with that, I guess what I have listed here, or even if it's not listed, what's the most attractive trait that you're looking for in a goaltender for the Flyers this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, like I just said, it was primarily pretty solid in net. Doesn't have to be perfect because no goaltender is, but reliable and durable are the two biggest. And like Driedger, I love him. I think he's a really good goaltender, but the problem is the sample size is so low. He's played 38 games in his career. And you can't like predict based on that. Now with Flyers and goaltending, I'm sure somebody else will sign him and then he'll turn out to be an all-star or something like that, because that's how it works. But I think that the potential is there. It's just really hard, I think, to project.
I think for myself, I was looking for their high danger save percentage and the games played, because again, like you said, durability. Is this someone that we can, that would be able to fit in a 1A, 1B type of rotation with Carter Hart? And depending on injury, if they're able to take the reins of this team, is really important. And then just high danger save percentage, just because the Flyers, while I don't know, the season before they didn't give up that many high danger chances, but this past season they did. And so I'm just looking for a goaltender that is pretty solid when it comes to high danger save percentages. I know that, you know, not every, it mostly depends on the team in front of you, but if you can have a goalie that is strong in that aspect, I mean, that's all the better for the Flyers, no matter if they're able to bounce back this season or they're not. So is there anyone on this list that, after seeing their numbers, concerns you?
You know, I've talked on the show before about Anderson and his potential of being a backup goalie. And it's somebody that it feels like the Flyers would go after and sign. And like, his numbers are not great and he's on a decline. And I'm even though it just seems like he's the kind of guy that would fit with the Flyers in terms of their MO, I just feel like he would be a Brian Elliott 2.0, honestly.
Yeah, I think out of this list, he was definitely the most surprising and the most concerning, because like you said, I agree with you. He seems like a guy that the Flyers would kind of target. And it's also concerning with his age, just because of everyone else on the list is younger and the fact that he is declining. It just doesn't bode well, but I can absolutely see the Flyers going after him. And maybe he does. He has a rebounding season. That definitely could be possible. But just with the name recognition, I feel like maybe the Flyers might, if they do try to get him, might give him too much money or too much term. And then, like you said, it turns out to be Brian Elliott situation. So, yeah, he's definitely the one that is a little bit concerning. Is there anyone on the list that you were surprised by their stats?
Well, the fact that Brossoit had the best high danger save percentage of anybody on the list, I think. And, you know, it surprised me at first. And then I'm just thinking about the style of play that the Jets have. And maybe that makes sense because that's the kind of shots they give up. But I think that shows that, you know, despite having the Jets defense and style of play in front of him, he's able to find some success. So it's like surprised negatively and positively, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I actually was surprised with Ullmark. I mean, I knew he was a good goaltender, but to see his numbers after playing with a not good Sabres team for so long, it is a little encouraging. And I think that has definitely made me want to, like, definitely want him more than I think before it when I looked into his numbers. Again, like I said, I thought he was a good goalie, but I never really believed Sabres fans when they thought that he could be a number one. And while that's not what I think that he'll be with the Flyers, I do think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a really solid 1B that could take the reins if anything happens. So I think after looking at all the numbers and looking at all the other available players out there, I think Ullmark has definitely solidified himself as the number one person I want the Flyers to go out and get. So speaking of, you know, the Flyers going out and getting players, I would love to see any bets on if Chuck Fletcher is actually going to make a big splash this offseason or not. But unfortunately, we can't bet on those things. But if you are betting, if you want to bet on like game action, the NHL playoffs are one of the best games to bet on, and BetOnline always has your back. They are the fastest and easiest way to bet on all team action.
And there are so many sports to choose from. The NBA playoffs are still going. We've got tennis, golf, soccer, whatever you want, they have it. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine.
BetOnline is the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, it is time for our nemesis of the week. And for those of you who might not know, every Monday we identify who or what in hockey is our nemesis for this upcoming week. Last week we said replies to Pride Month posts that complain about it, which is just always a horrible thing. Like, just I know if you're listening to us, you
stick
don't
to
do
sports.
It, but like, yeah, like. Oh man, those are the worst and so unnecessary. So this week, I thought about it and I kept thinking about it and I was like, I really don't know. But we did talk about the Montreal Knights game and it just felt really, really weird for like after that game. I saw a lot of people supporting Corey Perry, who is just like universally disliked. So that's my nemesis. I think that's going to be the nemesis this week. It's just hockey fans now rooting for Corey Perry. It just doesn't feel right. Like in my heart. Like I get it, but it also just feels wrong.
Listen, it feels wrong to Montreal Canadiens fans. They're the biggest surprised of anybody. I think that they're actually like, oh, he's contributing in a good way. I mean, I think like for me, the Corey Perry moment that's burned into my brain is the outdoor game walk of shame. He got booted from the game. And I think like that to me is his legacy. But my God, if the Canadians, like I'm knocking on wood here, but if somehow they get to the Stanley Cup Finals and somehow win it with Corey Perry on their roster making positive contributions, I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, the hockey world just might implode. It just seems crazy. So I think that's a good nemesis for sure. Wrapping up with our Flyers fun thing, we spent a lot of time talking about goaltending, so it was only fitting to have like a little celebration goodbye to Brian Elliott.
Yeah. And we are recording this on Father's Day, so it kind of feels appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. One of the best dads on the team for sure. It'll be sad to see him go, but unfortunately, it is like necessary. I'm so sorry, Brian Elliott. But I have here Elliott's 40 save shutout, which was a highlight. It was against the Buffalo Sabres, but still definitely something to celebrate because last season, the Flyers didn't beat the Sabres as much as we might have wanted them to. So love to look back on this really good performance from Elliott. With that, thank you guys so much for listening to today's show. As a reminder, we always want to hear from you, so make sure you send us in your questions that you have. We have a weekly mailbag on Twitter at LockedOnFlyers or LockedOnFlyers@gmail.com. I'm Danielle. You can find me on Twitter at Danielle_Nick. That's Danielle_NICC.
And I'm Rachel. I'm on Twitter at rmiriam. That's rmiriam.
Thanks again for listening and have a great day. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help from our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.